Hello, today the church celebrates the fourth Sunday of Advent, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Several years ago, journalist Maura Rossi wrote an article on Anne Donahue, a Georgetown University graduate volunteering at Covenant House in New York City. The purpose of this house is to provide shelter for homeless runaways. Every night at about 10 o'clock, Anne and another volunteer would put gallons of hot chocolate and bags of sandwiches in the Covenant House van. For the next couple of hours, they would tour the city's toughest areas and offer free sandwiches and hot chocolate to the runaways working on the street. What did the volunteers hope to accomplish on these nightly excursions? Anne answered that question, saying, "We're out there because we know that a lot of kids haven't tried Covenant House yet. Most have never heard of us." Anne said that they accomplished something else, too. They showed these kids that someone cares and is out there who is neither buying nor selling them. Referring to her first year as a volunteer, she said, "I was very depressed. What kind of God would let kids suffer so much? Finally," she said, "it got through to me. God isn't going to come down here and show us his love. We have to let God's love work through us." Now, Anne's story is a good one, and her last two comments say it all. First, she says God is not going to come down and show us his love, and she's right. He's already done that in the person of Jesus. That's what Advent is all about. It's preparing to celebrate this great mystery of what God has already done for us by living among us as a human being. Second, Anne says, we have to let God's love work through us, and again, she's right. When Jesus ascended to his Father, he commissioned us to continue his work. Just as the Father worked through Jesus during his life on earth, so he works through us in our lives on earth. We are to be channels of God's grace to others, just as Jesus was. Anne was doing that as she drove her van. She was serving as a channel of God's grace to the many needy young people. She was doing what Mary was doing in today's gospel reading. She was saying yes to God's invitation to be a vehicle of love in our world. And we do what Mary and Anne did. We do this as a parish in our ministries, to the needy in our neighborhoods and in our world, in our visitations to the sick and the elderly, in our providing education to our youth, in our teaching the faith to our young people in CCD and our parish school, in our gathering together each week as a community of faith. These are just some of the ways we are channels of God's grace. We are God's presence to one another through prayer, worship, work, and socializing. Christmas is when we introduce our young people and those who haven't been exposed to Christ to the great mystery that Jesus brought God down to us. But we can't stop there. If we do, we've told only half of our Christmas story. We must teach them why Jesus brought God down to us. It was to show us that we too must bring God to others. So let us pray for an awareness of the many ways God seeks to work through us each day May we be open to the will of God in our lives, that we may be channels of God's peace and love in our world, and through our willingness to be instruments of the Lord, we may help to make our world a better place.